Quail by the Creek Farm is in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. When Bill King first bought the farm, it was in pretty bad shape.
You could hardly take a step without stepping on an empty oil bottle or an old tractor oil filter. There was just trash everywhere. There were hypodermic needles for inoculating cattle and pigs, and empty vials of Lord only knows what. And you could not take a step without stepping on some kind of trash. But we've made a lot of progress. I feel that I can walk around without inoculating myself against some cattle disease.
Long before the cattle farmers, Civil War soldiers marched through this rural Virginia property.
It has some history. It was to some degree involved in the Battle of New Market. It's a little over 58 acres and takes in 3/4 of a mile of Smith Creek.
Smith Creek runs all the way from these mountains on to Washington, D.C., and 100 miles out to the Chesapeake Bay.
It's interesting when I cross, say, the 14th Street Bridge, go over in D.C., I wonder how long it's taken a molecule of water to go from our farm outside of New Market down Smith Creek, into the North Fork of Shenandoah, into the Shenandoah itself, into the Potomac, and then pass under that bridge as I'm going over it.
It's not just the molecule of water that's made the journey. It's joined by pollutants from cities and towns along its route. Sally Claggett works on the Chesapeake Bay program for the U.S. Forest Service.
We all contribute to pollution. When we drive our cars, we fertilize our lawns and do many other activities. But the biggest single culprit is conventional farming of crops and livestock.
Cows are very hard on a stream. They tear down the bank, they defecate in the stream, the fecal chloroform readings go up. It's just not a good thing.
So now government agencies are focusing their cleanup efforts on farmers and other landowners. Again, Sally Claggett.
90% of the Bay watershed is privately owned. So that is really where we're trying to do the most work now. And we are really targeting farmers because of the runoff from farms.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has an unconventional program to help farmers prevent pollution from running off their land and into streams. It's not crop rotation, and it's not a new fertilizer. It's trees. And Bill King has wholly embraced the idea. He's converting his entire farm to a forest.
Now these, the little shafts where the trees are planted, God, I mean, they're almost as far as
The eye can see.
Yeah. That's
well,
amazing.
That tells you where the property line is. As you look along the creek there, you can see some cedars on the other side. You can see sycamores, which is a tree that very much loves wet areas, and so you'll always see those along creeks. And there's box elder, which is another tree that you see along creeks, and some ash.
He's planted 5,000 trees under this incentive program. Farmers are paid according to a formula to convert parts of their farmland into forest. Forests along stream banks help to filter out pollutants running off the land and help prevent erosion. The incentive program is making a difference. In just a year, Bill has already reduced pollution in Smith Creek. Nelson Fox of the Virginia Department of Forestry monitors the health of the creek.
What we're finding now is that Mr. King's farm, his nitrate loads are reducing by 20% just within 1 year, just by helping to keep the banks vegetated and planting trees that hopefully will help to decrease these levels of hazards flowing in Smith Creek.
So the incentive program has cleaned up pollutants running off Quail by the Creek Farm. Al Todd of the U.S. Forest Service promotes the program to farmers all across the Chesapeake Bay region. He's found that the incentives don't attract all farmers.
The land that we're kind of asking farmers to restore back to trees is land that they've used for production, whether it's production of agricultural crops, whether it's part of a livestock or grazing operation. So for many farmers, that can be a barrier in terms of, you know, removing that part of their working land.
That's not a problem for landowners like Bill. He's happy that his 5,000 new trees are improving the land, filtering out pollutants, preventing erosion, and helping to preserve what's been on the land for years.
I would take a moment to point out this walnut tree. This is a black walnut. You'd be hard-pressed to find one as large as that. One of our foresters who was here, who was remarking about it, and I said, well, that was probably here when the Battle of New Market was fought in 1863. And he said, that was here when George Washington was doing his surveying. So it's a wonderful tree, and one of the things I worry about is whether the erosion will eventually get the roots, but if it's been here that long, I think we'll probably be okay.
For Soundprint, I'm Katie Gott.